Geeks. Geeks.
Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts, Carrie G and John Michael. Geek it out, fellas!
Hi, this is David Mack of Kabuki and Daredevil. You're listening to Metal Geeks. Rock out with your geek out.
Fails and greetings, my fellow geeks. This is one of your hosts, Carrie. We're putting together a very special episode. The other night, I got together... it was basically the first night of E3. I got together with some guys, Brian from Altness, and JD, and Ninja from the Ninjaverse, and James from the Surly Nerd. You should visit all their websites. Check out their podcast, because it's all good. It's all good in my hood. And we got together, we did like a roundtable discussion panel about everything we saw, basically about the first day of E3, some of the games, the PS4, the Xbox One, or the Juan. It was just a lot. It was a lot of fun. Very cool discussion. A lot of good points were brought across. This is available on YouTube through thealtness.com, and I know the Ninjaverse has released this as an audio podcast as well, one of their bonus podcasts. And I wanted all you metal geeks out there to get a chance to hear it, so I'm going to release it as this week's episode. My co-host, it has been missing for a little while. We are working through some technical problems, trying to get his computer up and running so we can bring you more episodes of Metal Geeks and keep this shit flowing. It's a busy summer, man. E3 just happened. Man of Steel comes out this weekend. Lots of great movies this summer. Lots of great comics I've been reading. Killer Metal's starting to come out. Some okay shows, I guess. I'm not really going to a lot of shows soon, but I look forward to having a great summer, maybe going on back to California, which I just came back from 2 weeks ago from a trip, and with a school group, actually. But this time I'll be going for just fun. So sit back, relax, keep it metal, and listen to this episode of Metal Geeks discussing all kinds of E3 shenanigans, and stay geeky, my friends.
Altness, Ninjaverse, Surly Nerd, Metal Geeks, Super Combined Voltron podcast.
I'll form the head.
I'll be the crotch.
Your lower third.
Yes.
I just don't want to be the arm that you play with yourself with.
Right.
Oh.
Just, he calls left arm.
No, I don't want to be the other girlfriend arm.
Sit on your hand and turns into a stranger. Anyway, I'm JD, also guys, the new prototype.
I'm Will, also off half-ass ninja.
I am McBalls. That is what they call me.
I am Carrie. I am a metal geek, and I can't help it.
And I'm James from thesurlynerd.com, and my first question to the panel is this a PG-13 or a rated R podcast?
NC-17.
Right. Fuck that. I'm getting my beer.
The hard R.
It's a pirate podcast. R.
Yeah.
Too many pirates during E3. Too many.
But, yeah, there was. There was a lot of pirates. A lot of pirates that broke during a press conference, too.
There was electronic pirates breaking shit left and right.
Oh.
But you see, if there were ninjas, the whole place would have just been blacked out.
Yep.
All right, so I want to go throughout the day for the first day they happened for E3. What are you guys' thoughts of Microsoft's press conference altogether?
Micro who?
Yeah. Although this was before we knew micro who.
Right.
This is before the madness.
This is when you got to ease it in, buddy. You got to ease it in.
Just a tip.
Microsoft had a lot to really bring to the table during this show, mostly because they did do their pre-E3 show, and their pre-E3 show was based purely around, we're going to show you the hardware, we're going to tell you about it, and then games are going to be E3. So
they did live up to their promise. They promised that E3 conference is going to be a lot of games, and yep. They did deliver on that.
Right. I think its big failings is that people had so many issues coming up outside of gaming, they really just wanted answered in like a 5-second bullet point, but they didn't get to do. It was just
they really danced around that.
Yeah. And I mean, I realize their position on it. They can't really go back and kind of say, oh, our bad, we're going to take all this stuff out, because that just makes them look bad. But at the same time, it ended up leaving a really sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. They looked at the games and they said, those are fun games. I can't wait for the new Halo that we'll get 2 years from now. But really, it came down to, is it enough? Was it enough to really win people over?
Can I say I'm over Halo?
You can.
Okay, I just did.
Now, is it just because Halo's been there from the start, you've been with the game, and now you're just tired of the franchise? Or you just don't think there's anything coming new to the table?
Well, there's nothing much. Yeah, Halo 4, I played through it, and I don't know, it wasn't amazing. It didn't blow me away like I wanted it to, and it sort of jaded me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could feel that. I mean, the online, of course, is Halo. It's online, but yeah, you only play with your friends. Otherwise, you just hate people. The single player, I got bored with.
I know this is a little bit of a side tangent, but do you think that's a product of 343 taking over the franchise from Bungie?
No.
I don't think so. They did a good job of, you know, picking up the mantle from Bungie, but it looked great. It just, the storyline didn't really go anywhere. It was a little confusing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just franchise fatigue. It's been around for so long, and
yeah.
I think they kind of hit their stride with, you know, Halo 3, and I think that was the end of it. I don't know. It feels like we're just telling like a side story now.
I just kept playing for the next Cortana cutscene. That ass.
But
leave your lower team alone.
I'll say I think Microsoft's press conference was pretty decent. I like that they just went straight in and, you know, hit game after game. We didn't have to listen to a bunch of, you know, Japanese guys struggle with the English, and you know, it wasn't too awkward. But you know, with aside, they had a few glitches here and there, like when the sound went out on Crimson Dragon.
Yeah. The Battlefield one when he was just about to walk off the stage, like, oh, I guess you're gonna see it later.
My favorite part of it was when there was no audio during Battlefield the first time. Someone's like, move the slider, fade it up. You can hear somebody yelling. I'm like, is that the problem? Is it just not fade the music up?
Yeah, we just actually did our E3 wrap-up for our show. One of the things that I talk about on there was that, yes, it sucks that these audio problems happened, and there were technical problems that happened at E3, but you have to realize this is a live event, and these kind of things happen. Even to the best of us, when we're all trying to do a live show, things happen.
Never.
And it sucks. But these are things that will take place at some point.
I do. One of the things I do at work is we do live, you know, broadcasts for, you know, city council stuff. Pretty boring, not like E3. But last night, even we had a problem. The guy running the camera moved the wrong camera when it was live on the TV. So the camera just jutted all the way across the screen real quick.
Right.
It happens. I mean, live TV, shit's going to happen.
Right. I think one of the more disappointing things about it is that back in the day, E3 was really just kind of a press-only event, and over time, more and more people started coming to it. And in a room full of professionals, you probably wouldn't have heard as much commentary when something like that happens. And it's rather disappointing to see, like, hey, guys, they are trying to put on the show for you. Like, you don't need a whole lot of heckling when something goes bad.
There's a lot of booing and, you know, what are you doing? Get your shit together.
Right.
Come on. They were... It's not that they were just in the back, you know, eating donuts or something. They were working.
Literally, it was almost like the internet live. As soon as one thing goes wrong, or someone misspells something, the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah. Right. They're just like, oh my God, I'm going to talk about all the bad things that are doing on Microsoft right now.
oh my God, they're Microsoft and they can't even get Windows right. I mean, everyone knows the whole deal. Everyone, it's a press conference. It's live. Shit's gonna happen. I was fairly impressed with a lot of the stuff. I'm glad they didn't mention TV 50 times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the one thing that I was really curious about is what happens when you don't have Xbox Live with this new system. what connotations does the system have when you don't have Live?
Right.
And I don't, you know, a lot of the stuff was, oh, it's online, it's a big ecosystem too, and do you purchase the system as a giant paperweight and it, you know, comes alive with Pinocchio mm-hmm. as soon as you get Live?
I think that's the big elephant in the room. They were trying to focus on the games, but everybody's asking the question is, you know, how locked down are we going to be and how much DRM do we got to, you know, sift through just to get, you know, get some games on this thing.
Right.
And they were really reluctant to address those issues, and I think Sony capitalized on it later, but...
Well, and one of the theories going into E3 was that we'd have a varied price list for the Xbox, one of them being something like, you know, bundling it with your cable provider, making it kind of a thing where you pay less for it, but it's because you're in a contract for 2 years or something like that. And even like 5 seconds of that, people were kind of hoping for, and we saw nothing.
Nope.
We saw a whole bunch of titles that we were dying to watch.
Right.
Well, E3 is not really over yet, so they still have like another day or so to actually make any more announcements. And they still, you know, they slowly trickle stuff out until like the release,
mm-hmm.
which is annoying. I wish everything would be bullet point of everything is going to feature all the features right there, so we know ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's always backlash in the community about that because, you know, Sony would do that in their earlier press conferences years and years ago, and people would say, we don't want to see that shit, just talk about the fucking game. So really, it's the internet, you can't please everybody, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. True. Did they even announce a release date for the system itself?
November.
November, yes.
November-ish. They both of them, they're going to be stupid if they don't get it out before Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know it's going to come out the week before Black Friday, and then Black Friday is just going to be... Because I've worked retail. I know what happened. It's just... Give me the Xbox!
It better not come out on Black Friday. I mean, that's going to be...
Oh, my God.
There'll be a lot of stampedes. That shit.
Nintendo does that shit with, like, 3DSs. They're like, oh, look, exclusive 3DS, only available on Black Friday.
Yeah. They do.
Yep.
Two console releases on Black Friday, pandemonium.
I'm going to tell you why. It'll be either the week before or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Madden.
Yeah.
People want to play football on Thanksgiving if they're not watching football. So it will be out before Thanksgiving. That's just a given.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we've talked about some of the negative points of it. What was there that you saw in the conference that really, like, you saw it and you're like, fuck yes, this is, if I get an Xbox, this is the reason that I want to get one?
Dead Rising 3.
Yep.
I was so sad when they're like, oh, this is exclusive. I'm like, oh shit, I have to buy one now.
And then the first Dead Rising was exclusive also. I remember that for the original Xbox.
I think they all were, weren't?
No, Dead Rising 2 was on PS3 also.
Did it come out?
It was also on PC.
Yeah, that's right. But honestly, if you're talking about just the exclusive games, there was three. I was excited for Dead Rising. Yeah. That Sunset Overdrive looks fun. It looks like a combination of Ratchet & Clank and Crazy Taxi with zombies.
I was going to say Crazy Taxi. That completely reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Jet Set Radio, yeah.
Yeah, definitely like that. And then the third one, when they announced Killer Instinct, I was like, and then when I saw it moving... I was like, not so much. And then the news that came out today.
Oh, yes.
you're talking about the straight copy of Street Fighter 4?
Yeah, pretty much. But the fact that it's going to be free to play and come with Jago. And that Jago, whatever.
Jago.
Jagoff at this point, because you have to actually buy the other characters with the game.
Well, yeah, why are they nickel and diming us on characters now?
Well, Tekken Evolution just came out today, and they're nickel and diming us on that particular model. I overheard just earlier between Alex and Marcus that they said that one, the Jago one and the whole game is actually just a demo. It allows you to play all the modes to it, and then if you want the full release, you actually had to buy the rest of the game.
Yeah,
so you're getting a 99.9% demo. with one character.
There's two stories going around with it because they're saying that you're going to, one side is saying you're going to have to pay if you want certain characters because not everybody uses all the characters in the game, so they'll just buy the ones they want. Then the other ones are saying you're going to get bundle pricing or you can purchase the whole deal.
Right, bundle pricing, yeah.
I must guarantee you at this point what they're trying to do is throw a couple theories out there, see which one people seem to latch onto, and they're going to try and go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still early in the game. They can still do what they want.
You know how we put a stop to it? We don't buy it. We vote with our wallet.
Well, you should always vote with your wallet. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are, I think, with the Xbox right now. And if we vote with our wallet on that, then, you know, there you go. Done.
Yeah, I did like that they're doing the one Xbox account for your entire family with the same price. I was fine. I was like, all right, that's fine. Because my kids like playing the Xbox or whatever.
Is that per console?
It's, from what I'm seeing, it's like up to 10 family members. But in your house, I think it's up to however many are in your house. Like, you have to actually have a profile for everybody in your house.
But it's probably per console then.
Yeah.
And Kinect has to recognize them as being in your house. And if they move out, you know, they're screwed.
You move out and like go buy a PS4.
It's $100 cheaper. Anyway,
right, we're not there yet. But yeah, other than that, I mean, they started off with Metal Gear 5, which I thought was ballsy.
Yes.
I honestly think that Microsoft paid a lot of money to have that put in there.
Yeah.
Kojima did not look like he was happy to be there. He was literally, I'm going to walk on. Hi, guys. I made Metal Gear. When Kojima comes out for a Sony press event, it's 10 minutes of, motherfucker, let's talk about some Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
This was just literally, hi, guys. They just paid me a whole bunch of money to put this on your system. I like money.
Look, we have Kiefer.
Yeah. Yep. Red Dead Snake. That's what that looked like.
Yep.
You know, with Kiefer Sutherland in the game now, how long are the cutscenes really going to be now?
24 hours.
Forever. Ugh. Go ahead. I know this is your baby, JD. What do you want to talk about Metal Gear? I know you do.
Oh, I could talk about Metal Gear the whole day. And that could go for a whole new hangout. I was just stoked. That was when I heard the news on that, I immediately stopped whatever I was doing at work and started downloading the trailer in high definition.
Lock the door, pull down your pants.
I hijacked all the TVs there and I broadcast throughout the whole store.
Shit looks like the Batcave.
Lit the candles, put on the jazz music.
Put on Yanni music and the sax music.
Yanni.
You're like, oh, Kiefer.
I don't know. I listened to that intro James Bond sounding song. That would have been about the same as some Yanni music going on.
Yeah, right. Hey, I've met Yanni before. He was a nice guy.
Which has fruit. All right.
What do you think about the gameplay, though, JD?
The gameplay looks solid. I liked how a lot of... Oh
there it is.
Speaking of...
You say solid in the phone.
Apparently you guys don't have that same rule with your show to turn the phones off.
No.
I guess that's a penalty. I should drink the rest of my beer then. Damn.
Yep. So you're saying that
I was saying that like a lot of the mechanics have changed and it's a lot more immersive. The crawling physics to him diving off to the right, just trying to get into cover, that's a huge step in the whole game platform itself. Usually it's just roll and then him just tucking behind a wall.
It's an open world game now, they said, right?
Yeah, they said there's horse stealth. I mean, literally horse stealth. There might be, you could put a cardboard box over a horse.
Dude, that'd be the shit.
I want to see a horse that's crawling on the ground past some guards.
Wait, can I abduct the horses like in Peace Walker, just put a balloon on the back of the horse and boom, new horse?
But see, it's Kojima, so that we know about halfway through this game, the story will get really convoluted, the horse will die, and then get resurrected as a ninja.
No, I thought you were just going to be the horse.
Oh, that can be the twist.
Horse sneaking around looking like the guy from did or whatever.
My head's caving in on how awesome this story sounds already.
It's about as straightforward as a normal Kojima story. I mean, come on, right. Guys.
Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Horse.
Nano Horse.
Okay, so anything you guys want to wrap up on Microsoft altogether?
Not yet.
All right, after the conference, I want to say, were any of you guys decided this is the console I want to buy?
No.
Nope.
Negative.
I will say that as I watched the first conference, I was kind of getting the vibe of it. I'm like, maybe I want to pick this up. And then the other conferences happened, and that was the end of it for me. So we'll get to that.
My only complaint, they didn't clear up the things that I was apprehensive about before going in. They didn't, and it just made it more convoluted and scary, truthfully.
Yeah, I agree. What Microsoft looks like to me right now is a shady guy in an alley showing me shiny things, but he's got like a cloak on, you know, he's got like a gun under his cloak, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What are you buying?
I'm glad you went with the cloak route.
He's in the back of the man.
I would have said something worse, but.
You let the guy from Resident Evil 4, what are you buying?
Yeah, what are you buying?
Ugh. Zombie apocalypse still wants money currency. So Ubisoft and EA had their conferences as well. I didn't get to watch those.
Okay. I saw a little bit of them.
I saw EA all the way.
Yep, I saw everything.
Okay. So, EA, if you don't mind if I start on this one.
Go ahead.
The Plants vs. Zombies. Garden Warfare. It looked pretty cool. It looked like Dungeon Defenders to me, but with Plants vs. Zombies inserted in.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I would play that game. I won't lie. I will play that game.
Yeah. The DLC game, I'm on board.
I'm not paying $60 for that.
Motherfucking Battlefront. Yeah, I'm hyped for that shit.
God damn, that game is going to look beautiful.
My desk at work cracked from my erection.
So one of the questions I posed to you guys, they were hyping up the 64 players, of course. Now, that being an EA press show, they didn't say, you know, on Xbox or PS4. Right. They brought out 64 computer players and showed it. Do you guys think they're actually going to be able to fit 64 players, given the new hardware specs?
Yes, I do.
If Microsoft is promising their huge cloud-based service and they're going to ramp up their live service, I think it's possible.
Oh, fuckles. I think it's possible because you're going to have Elder Scrolls Online on every system. So if they can do an MMO on every system, why can't they do 64 players in Battlefront?
Well, this is not the first time a 64 console game has came out. Mag was huge.
Mag.
Me and Ninja played that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
That was good. I liked it.
It was good, and it actually ran fairly smooth, yet the game was very half-baked.
Wouldn't that be sad, though, if this is supposed to be the next gen and we still can't get 64 players in a game? I would be severely disappointed if that were the case.
So speaking of games like that, has anybody played Defiance that's out now? How does that work?
From people I know that have played it, they like it. I haven't played it yet, but they say it runs pretty smooth and... It's not a bad game, so I'll pick it up when it gets a little cheaper, though. That's not one that I'm going to rush out and play.
You're going to wait till the season's over to play it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I know what's coming.
What else? I'm a huge Dragon Age fan.
Yep.
And I'm waiting for them to redeem themselves with Dragon Age 3 after what happened with Dragon Age 2. So that was a big draw for me.
Morgan.
What happened in Dragon Age 2?
It was stupid.
They reused the same 5 maps like 100 times. It was like, you could tell they pulled that thing out of their ass. They were trying to make a deadline, and they're like, let's reuse the same 5 maps. They won't notice.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars Unleashed 2.
Listen.
No.
That game, I was so glad I didn't pay $60 for that game. I paid $9.99 when Blockbuster was going out of business for 4 hours of gameplay. That was shit.
And LucasArts did not get a dime of that because he bought it from Blockbuster.
I don't even care. They don't deserve it. Now they're dead.
You monster.
Anything else y'all saw from EA that stuck out to you?
You mentioned Battlefront, and I've got to reiterate how excited I am for that one.
Yeah, even though they showed a 10-second clip.
It doesn't matter. I've been... The game was like, what, 90-something percent completed when they shut down LucasArts, so... Hopefully, it'll come out quicker than later.
Because I love Battlefield. The fact of Battlefield, but with Star Wars on it, just...
Yeah.
They didn't show Star Wars 1313, and come on, guys, everybody was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Didn't they nix that project when Disney bought them out?
We don't know.
It's not certain? Okay.
Yeah.
But it did come out that it was going to be a Boba Fett game.
Right.
Which made me happy, and then sad because they killed it.
When EA acquired the Star Wars licenses, was Battlefront on the top of your guys' list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I was hoping they'd say TIE Fighter.
Yes.
TIE Fighter. X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Well, Zordon wants a piece.
He does.
You know what? Was anybody else really disturbed at Dana White's description of fighting?
I missed that part.
Oh, the part. Oh, yeah.
It's like everybody wants to punch someone.
Like, it would have been fine if he just, like, kind of went into it, but he spent, like, 5 minutes saying, like, since the dawn of man, man's had a giant throbbing erection for punching other men in the face.
In a
and
world.
I was like, dude.
And the sooner the trailer started, they repeated the same shit, too.
Yeah.
I was like,
within all of us lies a brutal killer.
I've played in the occasional UFC game. I think they're kind of fun, but sure. You made another game. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How cute was it that it was MMA AI now?
That's a lot of letters.
Yeah,
they're fighting AI is MMA AI.
Is it important that in FIFA the crowd now energizes your players and responds to you? I mean, these are things that, you know, we can harp on all day and say that, oh, yeah, that seems like a stupid feature, but there's millions of people who play FIFA that the crowd pumping their characters up is, like, fucking awesome for them. I mean... Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the same thing back in the day with wrestling games. Once you had the crowd on your side, it made your character powerful.
Dude, I love my wrestling games. I can't wait to see what 2K did with the new one. I don't even play the game. I just create characters for hours.
I don't know about you guys. This is just my personal taste. I usually just zone out when they show the sports games.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Same thing with the racing games. Like, they always look pretty, and they look great, but I was just like, my eyes gloss over, and just like...
Yeah, it's like, Forza looks pretty, but I suck at it.
Right.
I like the Need for Speed series, but if they had Burnout on the screen, I'd be like...
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, if we talk about the original Microsoft press conference, not the one at E3, but the one before where they showed the TV shit,
right,
and you talk about EA kind of in tandem, both of those press conferences had a certain market they were trying to hit, and that's the quote-unquote bro gamer. It was the idea that you could update your stats on the fly, you could play Madden, you can gloat over all of this stuff. And there are, like, obviously millions of people who fucking enjoy this shit. But I don't really think the people at E3 were really your audience for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they aren't the ones tuning in, like, skipping work to tune into E3. They're there to fucking, you know, see actual games like series like Battlefront or, you know, whatever. So,
how hard is it to get a fucking Road Rash game?
Yeah, right. Apparently very difficult. They've been playing for years.
This is Road Rash.
There is rumors that they're working on one.
Yeah, rumors. They've been saying rumors for years.
And then Kickstarter game that was announced a couple of months back.
Yep.
Yeah. Road Redemption.
So, who do I got to shank to get a Mutant League game? I mean...
Yes! Mutant League kind of evolved into Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
And now Blood Bowl 2 is coming out soon, so still got your fix. I don't have the fix of hitting someone from a motorcycle with a chain or taser.
Obviously, you don't own a motorcycle, then.
No. Unless I play Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row.
Okay, so going to Grand Theft Auto. We've seen years. We're going on, what, almost year lapse 2 on Grand Theft Auto 5?
Mm-hmm.
Who's excited for it? Okay, one person.
That guy over there.
My thing is, I enjoy playing those games, but I never finish them. Right. I don't know what it is. I play several missions, I drive around, kill some people, do some crazy shit, and then I'm done. I don't know.
I didn't finish 4 because multiplayer got in the way. And not even just the multiplayer modes, just going into the city with 8 of my friends and causing havoc got in the way.
No, I remember specifically getting 8 people into a helicopter and all jumping in synchronism.
Oh,
see who could catch the helicopter flying down.
I did that shit.
No, but honestly, the game looks gorgeous. I really respect the games that Rockstar puts out. I think they put a lot of work and detail into everything. So
yeah.
While it doesn't excite me personally, I really do. It does look like a great game. I think people are going to love it.
Yeah, it's a good swan song for this console generation.
I'm a hard believer that it's not going to be coming out for this console generation.
It is.
Something tells me that it's going to be another marketing ploy like they did with this past one where they said it was going to be released in March or April, and they're going to push it to the new to this summer, this winter, and now the new consoles are going to release. I think it's going to come second winter, i.e. another March, February.
Sony already announced the GTA 5 bundle for the PS3.
Yeah,
that's right.
They have to, because there's so many people that are invested with, you know, PS3 and Xbox 360 now. They lose that on fucking millions of sales if they don't put it out for these systems.
Unless they go the gun route.
I expect there to be a duality of, I guess, releases for both of these gens, because yeah. there's going to be a little overlap period, kind of mm-hmm. like there was with PS2 and PS3. Maybe not yeah. that long, but, you know.
Well, you already know you have Battlefield 4 coming on every system.
Watch Dogs was announced for everything in their toaster.
Yes. And yes! tablets, apparently.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ubisoft real quick.
Let's do.
Beyond the Nokia Engage.
I'm pretty sure that Ubisoft was in everybody's press conference but EA.
Yes.
Like, literally, they showed Watch Dogs and everything. By the time, like, I was done, I'm like, I want to play this game, but guys, shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, stop yeah. ruining it. Yeah, you know what disappointed me with the Ubisoft press conference, though? Not one word of Rainbow Six Patriots.
Mm. Yeah, there was a big talk about that in that page leak that came out
yeah.
just a week and a half ago.
But there is a new Tom Clancy game coming out, which looks kind of awesome.
Yes, but unless it lets me flashbang a room and put a snake cam under it while JD charges in and I blind him, then I have no use for it.
All right, so just give you a little backstory on this. When Rainbow Six New Vegas came out, I would snake cam underneath it and it'd be like, all right, there's two or three people in there. And you know it's night vision when you're actually snake camming underneath it. This son of a bitch kicks the door, throws a flashbang. I don't recover quick enough from being in night vision. I'm blind for 2 minutes, and he's there with a shotgun and smoke grenades.
Laughing.
And incendiary grenades.
He's lighting me on fire instead of throwing it at them.
Hey, room cleared out, didn't it?
I hate you so much.
Did my job. Hostage is saved.
Remind me not to play games with you.
No.
Listen. I'm surprised the Stick of Truth is still up in the air. Like, they haven't got a date yet for that.
Holiday. Come on. Really?
It's got to be done by now.
It is done.
Really, I want it, man.
Well, I mean, it was going through, it had to transition from one company to another, so right. there's a delay in that, and then they had to go through and make sure that all, you know, the polish looks good on it. I mean, there's a reason for the delay exists. It sucks yeah. that it does, but I'm pretty sure at this point it's all wrapped up and ready to go. It's just, you know, finishing touches.
Contracts and stuff.
Yep, yeah. definitely.
Maybe they're adding the Book of Mormon as a side story.
They're probably working on a shit ton of DLC right now. Mm-hmm. With this big delay and another budget that they have.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it is with the EA now, right? Now, who owns South Park?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
Okay. So not as much DLC, then.
No, not as much. A little bit.
But it will all be connected to Uplay.
Uplay, exactly. Anybody can ever figure out what the hell that really does.
It's second achievements. That's what I call it.
It lets yeah. you play.
I feel dirty logging into Uplay. I don't know.
That's like origin.
All I know, it makes it an extra 10-minute load time for me to load Blood Dragon on my PC every day.
It is literally the video game network system inception.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ubisoft, I mean, they showed the safe stuff. They showed Just Dance 4, or Just Dance whatever the hell it is, 2014. Another fucking Rabbids game. Mm-hmm.
You know, Just Dance, right now, I was at GameStop earlier looking at the games coming out and you can reserve. That's listed for $9,999 right now.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. What a deal.
That includes all the DLC.
I will say that one of the things that Ubisoft did really well at their press conference is that, yes, they had Just Dance there. Yes, they showed Rocksmith, is the name
yes.
of it?
I like Rocksmith. Okay. It's actually pretty cool.
They showed both of those, but they realized that this wasn't really the audience for it. They just wanted to say, hey, these are coming. Boom, here's a little bit of it. You know, call it a day.
Can you do other instruments in Rocksmith yet?
Bass guitar.
What about drums?
No.
Give me a drum simulator and I'm there.
That would be good. They showed off Rayman, which I love Rayman. That's just... That game just makes you feel good when you play it.
Everybody loves Rayman.
Yeah, it's a good game. The Rabbids, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what you did there.
Bad
time.
<Ba-dum-bum-tsh. laughs> And then, what else? They had Splinter Cell and Assassin's Creed. Those were the other two big titles they showed.
Right, and then nobody can make any sense of the Rayman TV show that interacts with your fucking console. Like, yeah. It was the vaguest thing. Like, here's a game, and it interacts with your TV. And I'm like, I'm getting flashbacks to, like, the 80s when there was really shitty toys that interacted with your TV.
Oh, my God, VR Troopers.
Right. There was like this old shitty toy when I was growing up called Captain Power, and you could like point yes. the thing at the screen.
Yeah, I remember
that.
It was
really bad. Yeah, but it was all really vague, and it would have been cool if they showed it in action, like using the new Xbox or something. But it was like, here's something that we're doing with Nickelodeon. Yay, Rabbids! And then that was it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, look, it's like Defiance, but with bunnies.
Yeah.
If it was that much of an epic tale to have it with bunnies, I'd almost tempted to watch it to see what happens.
That'd be great.
Now, Ubisoft is the only press conference that I actually haven't watched yet. Do I need to?
Hmm.
Was there a lot of French people there?
Oui. Yeah.
There was a lot of pirates.
I'm pretty sure all the French people were there, actually.
Every single one.
All of France was in E3.
Yep.
All of Montreal was there.
Yep. And then, yeah, that was really it for Ubisoft. After that, it was Sony.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah, Assassin's Creed. Well, I was going to actually touch on Assassin's Creed when we talk about Sony.
Okay.
With the, what happened there.
Assassin's Creed was another one of those games, by the way, in every fucking press conference.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, seriously.
And I love the Assassin's Creed series.
They announced a movie today, too, that's going through.
Yeah, well, they announced that a while ago. Michael Fassbender is...
Fassbender.
They actually talked about it at E3 a little bit.
Nice.
You know, I don't mind if Assassin's Creed releases a game every year, but yeah, as long as the quality stays up, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't beaten 3.
That's the every year for the same title. It's overkill.
Yeah, I got bored.
I am kind of really hoping that Assassin's Creed is exactly like the video games, where it's 2 hours of one guy doing the same quest over and over again, and then boring my ass to tears.
That's probably what it will be.
Yep.
I will write that for them if they need. Jumping around on trees.
That'd be great. But
I think my problem with the Assassin's Creed games is that I didn't like the first one, so I haven't played the subsequent ones. The problem is that I've been told that the other ones get better.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but I totally
understand you, because I was the same way. I tried to play one, and I was bored to tears. It was so awful.
I'm in the minority. I loved the first one. Yes, it was repetitious, but I love the mechanics of it. But you can go into Assassin's Creed 2 without playing 1, because they wrap up Assassin's Creed 1 in the first, 10 minutes of the game.
Well, if you do have Xbox Live Gold, you will get Assassin's Creed 2 for free soon.
Next month. Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that.
That's right. They're trying to compete with PlayStation Plus by giving you games that are, 5 years old now.
Yeah, Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2. Good on you, bud. And 20 cents on your birthday.
Now, did anybody else notice? They only said this is leading up to the Xbox One release. They didn't say this was carrying over.
Right. Nope.
Nothing carries over to your new Xbox except for the controllers that you own.
We're replacing the system you have now. Here's a couple free games you probably already own.
Yeah, there was a lot of subterfuge going on. A lot of it you had to read between the lines. And some of that came up with Sony, so whenever we're ready to jump into that pile.
Yeah. Now.
That's a good segue.
Segue.
Sony.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cannonball right into this bitch.
I think the Sony press conference was kind of boring. I don't think anything happened.
There was some downtime in between a lot of the talk.
Well, they spent so much time talking about, hey, we have movies on PSN. I'm like, okay, yeah, we know.
Okay, so that to their credit, what they did was they literally put a 5-minute segment in there that said, they talked about movies and TV. Guess what? We have that too. Whoop-de-doo. We're done. Here's all the other stuff.
They handled it well, actually.
Yeah.
It seems like Sony, everything they did was we have this or we do it better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without having to call them out personally and say, hey,
They came out and their key points were, we do this, we do it better, and we're listening to our fans.
Yep.
There you go.
That's a win-win right there, though.
What I see what Sony was doing is catering to a lot of the hot topics right now and catering to what the mass majority wants to see. Mm-hmm. We could talk about the games that they want to see. They showed their flagship games right away. They showed Gran Turismo for those racing people. They showed the new Infamous game. They showed another, what was that first-person shooter game? I keep forgetting.
Killzone.
Killzone.
That was good. That.
What about Resistance?
Yeah.
No
Resistance in there. Kingdom Hearts 3 was way up on the chopping block. And Final Fantasy 15.
14 versus 13.
They just announced Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be available on the Xbox One now, too.
Yes.
So
I really, as a Final Fantasy fan, I gotta say I'm kind of disappointed they changed Final Fantasy 13 Versus into a numbered sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I am not very confident in Square's ability to make a good Final Fantasy game anymore. Yeah, I have not really enjoyed a Final Fantasy game since Final Fantasy IX, And 10, I enjoyed somewhat, but after that, that kind of lost me a bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. So 12 is my last one that I played and liked. I didn't even play 13. What I liked about Versus 13 originally was that when we were introduced to the concept of this 8 years ago, they said, the way that this is going to work is you're going to play 13, and it's going to be a certain story. And essentially, Versus 13 is the story of the bad guy, and you get to basically make the decision for yourself who really is like the evil person in this story. That was how it was originally touted to everybody.
Yes.
And since then, they were like, well, Versus 13 may not be happening. Oh, it's coming back, blah, blah, blah. Finally, 3 months ago, I was like, fuck it, it's going to be called Final Fantasy 15. It's going to be rewritten to something else. Oh, look, here we are.
You won that bet.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that if you look at it, because it is Nomura, it's a Kingdom Hearts game. Watch the trailer. Mm-hmm, it's literally Kingdom Hearts without being Kingdom Hearts. It's an action RPG. He's jumping off walls and shit. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some belt buckles involved in strange places. I mean, that's a thing that he does.
I heard you like belt buckles, so put belt buckles on your belt buckles.
Pretty much. And I mean, if I see some more of the gameplay trailers, they might be able to win me back. But at its core, it is not a traditional Final Fantasy game. It is not the turn-based or pseudo-turn-based active time battle that we're used to. Mm-hmm. So it makes it really hard to kind of shuffle it into that numbered category. So, but again, Square's trying to do everything they can to just recoup their fans. They're in a dark place. Square is really in a dark place when it comes to their company. They've had everybody leaving their company right now. They've been doing so much, and nobody wants these fucking 13 games that they keep shoving out of their ass.
Nope.
And, you know, the first one did poorly, and they said, oh, wait, that one did badly? We should do a sequel to that thing that did so poorly. And it's just
several sequels, apparently.
Yeah. Was it only the U.S. demographic that it did poorly on, or was it globally that that game did poorly?
I think globally it was the worst-rated Final Fantasy game.
Globally, it came down to the fact the reviewers all said it takes 40 hours to get past the fucking prologue. To learn the game itself, to learn every mechanic in the game, it takes 40 hours.
It is like a 20 to 40-hour tutorial. You run down a hallway and slowly unlock the battle system. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid. Now, can we talk about Infamous real quick?
Sure.
I've watched that trailer a good 10 times today.
Okay.
It's something that keeps drawing me to that trailer. I loved Infamous and Infamous 2. Mm-hmm. And I didn't beat Festival of Blood yet.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, I liked it. I just never. Other stuff came out and I never got it. I actually almost played it today. But love the fact that it's in a real city.
That's what I was going to ask. You're a big Infamous fan, and I am also. And, you know, it is kind of a strange departure because they do kind of get rid of the comic booky elements to it to make it a little more gritty, a little more serious, a little more realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, is the series is that the direction the game should be going in? Because I kind of like that comic booky feel that it had in the first two.
I think it's still going to have a comic booky feel at points, but I think they're just trying to refine a little more because you had the story of Cole. Cole was your comic book superhero. This seems like a street kid that kind of just somehow got these powers. You don't know what happened with him, so he's going to try to play with them and listen to Nirvana while he's jumping off the Space Needle.
Yeah,
I
could have gone with a lot less Nirvana in that fucking trailer, let me tell you.
I was only at the end.
That was too much Nirvana for one trailer.
I have not yet to see that trailer, so...
It is a good trailer. It is quite satisfying to know what's going on in the story. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that if they went back to the comic book series, now that it's going into the next gen, I think a lot of people would felt that this is a cop-out to what the system could do.
Yeah.
Since this is a launch title, they really want to push the limits of what they actually know of the system. And if it stayed in the comic book, the fans of the series, I'm one of them, would appreciate it. But I don't think newcomers to it would have been like, why? I just bought a $500, $400 console. Why am I still getting, flash animations on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what game we're missing that we haven't really talked about that everybody is waiting for?
Wild 9.
Sequel to Dynasty Warriors. Come on.
Where's the Ridge Racer?
Yeah, there's no Ridge Racer.
Right? How can you have a console launch without Ridge Racer?
Unheard of.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, Ridge Racer, Dynasty Warriors crossover.
Right. Well, this was also the year of racing titles. There was a ton of racing titles. Of course, they showed Gran Turismo. They showed Forza. There was that one that they did. Was it Ubisoft that did it? It's that arcade racer.
The Crew.
The Crew. Like, I looked at that. I'm like, I would play this. Like, that looks kind of fun.
It kind of looks like an MMO kind of car game, like Fast and the Furious MMO almost.
Mm-hmm. I can get behind that, though. If it controls like an arcade racer and not like a sim.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because Forza, people hate playing Forza with me because I just ram their cars off the road.
We were talking about the show earlier, actually. I said after watching that trailer, they were about two mounted machine guns away from that actually being an MMO for Twisted Metal.
Yes.
Yep. Like, seriously, if they just mounted some machine guns on that car, it was Twisted Metal all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Or Burnout.
That would be a fun MMO.
Fuck yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would. I miss Twisted Metal.
Yeah, that game's called Full Throttle. Well, it was an NCSoft game that came out a while ago.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yeah, I have to say,
you couldn't get out of your car. That was my big gripe.
Yeah. I have to say, though, I was surprised by the lack of Uncharted announcements.
Right.
Like, I was at least expecting Golden Abyss 2 for the Vita.
Yeah, I mean, so I want to talk about the Vita for a second. That's one of those key Sony points that that didn't get touched on, is everybody wanted a price drop for the Vita. That was like going into it, they were saying, if you're going to make this a part of the PS4, we want a price drop on it so we can early adopt into the Vita so that when we get our PS4s, we're ready to go, and there it is. And really, if it was just a $50 drop, people would have been happy. I mean, that on top of the price drop for the PS4 already.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
All right.
Yeah, save that part.
I could see Sony doing it just before before the holiday season is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the consoles, they either bring in the new system before it, you know, the Slim or something else like that, and then there's a console price drop with that. I mean, they did that with the XL, and all the other ones did a price drop dramatically to it.
Speaking we'd be remiss if we didn't mention they did announce an Xbox 360 redesign that was available today.
That looks like a mini Xbox One.
It looks like a mini Xbox One, yeah, it does.
It's to fool your friends. Like, oh, look what I got already.
but the question you have to ask yourself about the Vita is, if they're anticipating a Christmas price drop, if that's Sony's big game plan for it, Nintendo's already so far ahead of them in the arms race. Like, don't you think by extending this another 6 months before you announce a price drop, like, that's just going to hinder your product even more?
I would think that would be in their best interest to drop the price as soon as possible, because if you throw out a Vita price drop at the same time PS4 comes out, I mean, people only have so much money to drop on these things, you know?
Mm. Right. So by selling it now, like I said, you buy your Vita now and you're ready for when your PS4 comes out.
Yeah.
There really isn't a lot of games coming out for the Vita right now. It's pretty hit and miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know,
the
biggest problem with all of it is that at the end of the day, Nintendo threw a whole lot of money at Capcom and took Monster Hunter away, and whether you like that franchise or not, it is a system seller, and that's one of the reasons the Vita isn't doing as well as it is, even in the States or internationally. So,
especially internationally, like, they love Monster Hunter overseas.
Oh yeah, I have a giant raging nerd boner for Monster Hunter. I think it's a great game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
See, my equivalent to being a fandom to that is Phantasy Star.
That's my baby right there. Don't even go into that.
Well, no, because they announced PSO2 for the Vita a couple of years ago when they said they had the dev kits for it and everything. And I believe there's already a version out for PC.
I've actually already created my character. I'll get you the files. But yeah, it's just like all it is a character creator for it. But yeah, you can just sit down and kind of mess with it. And that would have been a really kind of cool additive thing. But at the same time, that may have also counteracted them saying, also Final Fantasy XIV is coming out again, guys. You know, that was kind of their MMO that they wanted to really talk about. So
yeah.
It seemed to me a lot of the Vita stuff they talked about was remasters of old games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God of War 1 and 2 are reblocking on there.
I mean, is that what we really want? I want new, high-quality games on my Vita. I haven't turned mine on in like 2 months.
I like that Walking Dead is going to be on there.
That'll be cool. Square seems to think that we want really everything.
What was that?
My iPhone has a Walking Dead, too, though.
Ah, true.
Does it?
Yeah. An iPad and anything, basically. I think my toaster.
So one of the things that did happen at the press conference was basically Bungie came out and not so subtly said, fuck Microsoft.
Yeah.
You had to really read between the lines for that one. But they came out and they're like, Destiny's coming out to all platforms. You're going to want to buy it on the PS4, guys.
Yeah, because it has exclusive content.
Yeah.
And definitely. DLC and stuff. Like, ooh.
Is that the one they developed it for, and then just porting it over to the
Xbox? I will assume, yes. I think that the Bungie actually, when they left Microsoft, went over, started working on the PS4. They weren't locked in contract the way that they were with Halo, so they're basically just going to port it to everything else and call it a fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, were you guys impressed with the gameplay that they showed for Destiny?
Yes.
It felt like Borderlands, but not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like the whole character drop in, like you saw him from afar coming, and then he drops into the gameplay, and then during the firefight, you saw other people drop in too. I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Right. So the impression that I got from it was that the way you could like four of us would be playing a single player co-op experience, and then every so often you will enter what they call public arenas, and a massive battle will take place there that everybody participates in, and then after that, after you guys get your loot, you then go branch off back to your separate campaigns. Now, we have also heard of this exact same situation in Phantasy Star Online 2. They said in Phantasy Star Online 2, you will be playing with four friends, occasionally you get this big boss that shows up, everybody jumps into one fight, and then branches off. So, it seems to be an interesting concept. I think it's going to be fun to do that. So.
Yeah. I could definitely see myself playing a lot of Destiny. It looks fun.
The game looks good. I will say this, though. For some reason, it reminds me of Star Wars Attack of the Clones. Like, I don't know, the scenery, the way it looks to me, I don't know. It gives me a bad little tinge in the back of my throat. But
Roger, Roger.
It does look like a good game, though.
It does look good.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, of course, Sony, everybody said Sony nailed it, right?
I agree.
I mean, that was just it. It was, they could have walked out there, said a couple of things that we'll talk about later, dropped the mic, and fucking walked out. And that would have been done.
Right. They waited until the end to drop the mic and say, fuck you, Microsoft.
Yeah, that would have been, I mean, they were 2 seconds away from basically saying that. Not just after the press conference had ended, Kaz Hirai tweeted the YouTube video.
Yes.
How to share your games on PS3.
Yes. That's the best thing I've ever seen in the history of the internet.
That was glorious. That was glorious.
I'm like, I watched that like 3 times before I realized, I'm like, yeah, they're really just right now just fucking teabagging Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. You know that they're utilizing the public's fear of DRM, and they're kind of like harnessing a spirit bomb from the internet, and they just dropped that shit on Microsoft. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what it comes down to is that for this new generation of gamers, this is the Sega Microsoft Sega Nintendo.
Console.
Yeah, the console war. And it's that all over again. And they wanted to really just kind of bring it in there and throw it in people's faces. And they had to do something to get, credit back with the hardcore gaming community, because the hardcore gaming community for first-person shooters has been Microsoft.
Yep.
You know, what they've had is they've had the fighters. Like, everybody who plays fighting games seriously plays it on the PS3.
Right.
Yep. Right. But they tried to pull the entire audience in and say, no, here's Destiny. You want to get a piece of the shooter action? We got it right here. You know, you want your action game? We've got your Infamous. You know, they broke it all down and just said, we are the console for you.
You know, mm-hmm. They're saying you don't need to go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah, Sony really poised themselves to the gamer market.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what age group or what focus or who's in your family. Really contains in it, if anyone plays a video game system, their first go-to, they want that to be, is the PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing between all three of the systems, between Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, that they're all, harnessing in their own little main focuses, which makes all the systems different compared to each other, but yet they're still in the same arm race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's driving for the kids and the portables, another one's driving for the families and bringing them together, and the other one's doing for either the college guy or, any gamer particular, is that's what their main focus is. And I think that's a huge wider aspect than catering to their kids or just families.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things we've neglected to mention that they brought up within the press conference, or they didn't bring up within the press conference, but that was you could play games online, or sorry, you can play games by yourself using a regular PlayStation account, but they seem to have been hinting at the fact that if you want to play multiplayer, you have to have PlayStation Plus.
Yes. You do have to have PlayStation Plus.
They clarified that in tweets afterwards.
They did. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that, because if you have a Sony system and you do not have PlayStation Plus, you're an idiot.
Well, PlayStation Plus gives you so much already. If they haven't won you over yet, I mean, that's just the final stick that you need, but they give you so much with PlayStation Plus. You miss out if you don't have it.
I fully believe PlayStation Plus was a direct result of the hack that happened. Because they were like, okay, listen, we lost a lot of people. We need to get them back. Let's try out this program. And it increased their revenue so much, and the gamers were so happy with it, that they're like, fuck it, let it ride. And they're giving you a launch title for PS4 for free.
That's actually a game I want to play, too.
Yeah, Drive Club. It's not like they're giving you, like, freaking Fantavision 2. You're
but getting Drive Club. But is it a dumbed-down PlayStation? Because they say PlayStation Plus edition of Drive Club.
Yeah.
Is it dumbed down? Is it less than the major game?
I don't think it's going to be. I mean, there might be a couple little microtransactions that are in there, but still, you're getting a launch title for the PS4 for free.
Not like Microsoft is giving you Assassin's Creed 2.
Right.
Or Halo 3. Really. But, Sony totally... When the crowd started chanting Sony, I had never seen that at an E3 press conference ever.
Oh, right. It reminded me of the old Nintendo days, because there were in the early Nintendo days of E3, the peak crowd would go wild, like, people were up in their seats. I mean, it was like watching some kind of religious experience, and with all these gamers.
Praise Jesus, it should be.
Yeah.
Sony was a rock star that night.
Yeah. Hey,
and the price point, too, dude. That just really nailed it.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was expecting a $50 I was expecting $450. Mm-hmm. And when they said $399, I'm like, wow. I mean, it's not coming with a Kinect. It's not doing that, but still.
I mean, seriously, Sony walked out there. Like, Nintendo and Microsoft were sitting at the table having dinner. Sony walked out, literally unbuckled their pants, slapped their dick down on the table, said, this is how big it is. Packed it up and walked off, and everybody said, well, you can't top that.
Yeah, well, here's my question. Okay, so the Xbox One is $499, and it comes with a Kinect. Do you think you're paying that extra $100 just for that Kinect? Because the PS4 is $399, and you can buy their new camera, whatever it is, for another $70 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's, if the Xbox One did not come with a Kinect, it would probably be $100 cheaper.
Yes, but the problem is they built the system with the Kinect that had to come with it.
Well, then they should make it cheaper. They should. That's where they're messing
up. I can see why Microsoft is doing this, and it definitely doesn't help the price point. But here's the deal: when they put out Kinect, five years after Xbox 360's release, I don't think a lot of devs actually tried to develop for Kinect. Many of them didn't take advantage of that technology, but now that they're making it a prerequisite that you have to have it on Xbox One, I think the developers will be forced to integrate that in their development.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're going for, but unfortunately, the way things look, I think they're going to start losing. I mean, I don't know. The way I look at it, the consumer base is definitely behind Sony right now. Part of me thinks some of the developers are they're in bed with Microsoft. I think Microsoft's been shelling out a lot of cash behind the scenes to get these exclusives. And I don't know how appealing this strict DRM is for the developers, too. I imagine some of them might like it, because with the Xbox One, there is no used game market anymore, essentially, or rentable games.
Yeah, they said they're working with key retail partners. That's Microsoft's line. So right there, GameStop, Best Buy.
Which brings up another point. Me and Brian were talking about that last night. Now that Microsoft has put it on the table about their DRM, are developers going to focus more on better quality games with the fact that every sale that they make, that's a set in stone sale? There's not an extra person that's going to be buying it off someone else or anything else like that. Or a lot of developers are going to flock to Sony just because they're going to get the mass numbers out now. That the fact that people are willing to, pay for the DR, pay for certain games, pay for the add-on content, or pay for the online passes. And that's what's really coming down to what Sony's, I guess you would say, what their DRM is, because it comes down to developers.
At the end of the day, video game developers want to make money. And the fact of the matter is, the system architecture between the two systems is very, very similar. There's very minor differences, like the PS4 uses a better RAM setup. That being said, if they have the ability to develop a game for both consoles, they're just going to do it. I mean, it's just a no-brainer to them, because it's less difficult to port games over now than it was in the PS2 era, in the PS1 era. So it behooves them to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that the architecture is the same way. And guess what? On one system you have the DRM problem, one you don't. All right? People are still buying the fucking game at this point.
Yep. I just think you're going to see higher sales from the Sony side of things just because people are going to be wary of it. If you can't rent a game to try it out, and you can't Redbox it, you can't do anything like that, people are going to be more cautious buying the game on the Xbox One than they're going to be on the PS4. Because if you don't like a game on the Xbox One, what are you going to do with it?
Well, and you also have to consider the market. I mean, like Sony has said time and time again, we made it not always online because not everybody has access to high-speed internet.
Mm-hmm.
Take into account, you know, people who live in, you know, smaller cities, they can't get that. You know, we're lucky. Here in Austin, we're getting Google Fiber. Woo. You know, but other places don't have that option.
Mm-hmm.
I envy you.
Think about veterans, or think about the people who are in the military.
Yeah.
They have Xboxes over there. They have PS3s, and you hear stories about, you know, playing my PS3 got me through, you know, my 6 month stint in Afghanistan.
Yep.
I mean, that's for them, you know.
Right. What if you're in the military and you're on like on a submarine? You know, they have downtime. They have a video game system. They can't bring an Xbox One because it can't connect to the internet, so they'll never be able to play a game.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think after the last few days, Sony has come out as the people's choice. They're out in the open with how they're going to treat their customers. I don't feel like they're going to do the old switcheroo on me now.
Sony is the United States, and Xbox is Russia right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Microsoft just looks like they're hiding a lot, and you got to read between the lines. I almost feel like I'm going to be handed like a large document to sign when I buy this thing. Like, the user agreement's going to be like a fucking Bible or something.
Yeah, somebody needs to hand Microsoft the helmet before they run into the wall again.
So yeah. we haven't mentioned Nintendo yet. What do you guys think of Nintendo not even doing a press conference at all?
Wait a second. The three notable things that came out of the Nintendo Direct was Bayonetta's haircut. And Mega Man and the Wii Fit Trainer being the new Smash Brothers.
Wii Fit Trainer is fucking major news, dude. Come on.
Badass.
I mean, what was it? A Wind Waker 1080p version. Another Mario game, another Mario Kart, another Donkey Kong. Come on.
So,
guys, really?
Yeah. For Nintendo, this was their opportunity to finally win back the fans.
Yep.
They could have come out and been like, you didn't buy a Wii U? Here's some Zelda. Here's some fucking Metroid. You know, it may be like a year or so out, but here's everything that's coming up. This is why you want to buy it. Fuck it. Let's drop the price a little bit. You know,
yep.
Fucking bundle it with a 3DS. I don't know. You know, whatever. Put a Vietnamese prostitute in there. Like, you know, they can just do these things.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
And they had so much to prove going into this, even more so than Microsoft or Sony did, because the system has been out. They needed to say, here's the reason you shouldn't buy those. This is why you should stay with the family system. This is why you should buy us.
Yeah. Buy us now, here's why. Yeah,
they didn't do nothing.
Who cares about four or five games that another Mario game, like you said? I mean, it is a system seller to some people.
Right.
But it's not going to bring in a whole brand new gamer audience.
Right. I had a discussion with this with one of my coworkers today, and he was like, well, you know, Mario makes so much money, and like, it's such a big title. And I pulled up the figures on Super Mario Bros. Wii U and God of War 3. Super Mario Bros. Wii U sold 2.5 million copies. God of War 3 sold 5.2 million copies.
There you go. See, somebody on Twitter put, if you have Microsoft and Sony, who's like your high-end cuisine, Nintendo brought comfort food. They brought mac and cheese. That's what they brought to E3. They said, here, this is the stuff you're comfortable with, and we're not coming outside of our box. Either play with us or don't.
Yeah. No Metroid news.
Come on!
I foresee dark days for Nintendo. I don't know. It's just my feeling, my gut feeling on it.
Did Nintendo announce any 3DS games, really?
So they had Pokemon. They had Pokemon X and Y or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had the new Mario Brothers game, which is Super Mario Land 3D, which is Super Mario Land 3D. Mario gets in a cat suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Wii U game.
Nope, it's a 3DS game.
There's also a new Smash that's supposed to be going to the 3DS.
It's gonna be it's gonna be the same thing with Mega Man and the freaking Wii Fit Girl.
You know what's sad? I would rather see like Toad be a playable character instead of the Wii Fitness. Like I would rather see almost any Nintendo character be a playable character over the Wii Fitness trainer.
Put the fucking Battle Toads in there. That would be some shit.
You know what should happen? Disney should release their own version of Smash. Use Star Wars characters, Marvel characters, and Disney characters. Oh. That's just GG.
Disney has my money with freaking Infinity.
Because
they have a Nightmare Before Christmas world.
Yes.
They have a Lone Ranger world.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph world.
Yep.
But here's my problem with that game is you buy the main game, then you have to buy all these parts to it, like extra characters, and they're so expensive. It's like $10-15 a piece. And it's just going to add up so quickly. I never got in.
It's $20 for Iron Man. I could buy Wreck-It Ralph for $10.
I never got into the Spyro, you know, what is it? What is the Spyro one called?
Oh, Skylanders.
Skylanders, yeah. I never got into that.
I want it to.
Don't do it.
I'm not. I'm getting Infinity now.
So when it comes down to Nintendo and their press conference, recently I was reading a book about the history of Sega. And if you read that book, it actually really mirrors what's going on with Nintendo right now and how they're kind of struggling because their technology is behind and how they didn't embrace new technology when their system came out. Like, they had the opportunity to put Blu-ray into the Wii U, and they didn't do that. And it really mirrors a lot of the things that happened with the Dreamcast. And so what we have to really ask ourselves at this point is, for Nintendo, is it time to throw in the towel and take what money you have left and start investing your franchises into the systems that are making money, or are you going to dig yourself so deep that there's no way to come out of it?
But how is that doing for Sega, though?
Yeah, they're going to go in the way of the Sega if they keep digging their way.
Problem, Sega, at least Sega's still around.
Sega's still around, but they sided with Nintendo. Like, literally, that's where their fault lies, is they went to become a Nintendo because that was their big rival for so long.
Yeah.
So they just kind of set themselves back into the position they were in previously.
Honestly, I think Nintendo should go straight up handheld. Their 3DS and the DS systems, that's what sells for them. Mm-hmm. Pokemon and all that stuff. They should focus on the handhelds.
The handheld Nintendo stuff is still great. I play my 3DS XL all the time. They should just take their Mario and their Metroids and give them to Sony, give it to Microsoft, whoever wants to pay for it.
I think Nintendo's problem is lack of third-party development. They are losing third-party developers. They're all walking away. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they've already had issues with third-party developers ever since the GameCube era, really. And now they're losing even more. It doesn't look good for them.
Yeah, EA literally said they weren't going to be making anything. And you know what? When I saw the Wii U for the very first time, the first thing that crossed my head, went into my mind was, man, Madden would be really cool on that, because finally you could select your damn plays and your friends could fucking see you.
Just like the Dreamcast, when you were able to select your plays through the VMU.
Yeah, perfect.
Or your Chobot or whatever they were.
But now you're seeing that, like, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut was supposed to be a Wii U exclusive. That's going to be on everything. Rayman Legends, now it's going to be on everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only reason Bayonetta's not going to be on everything is because Nintendo bought her.
Right.
Which, that's a sad, sad thing. They turned her into a mom. That's what she looks like now to me.
She looks like a librarian. She looks like like the school librarian.
I think she is supposed librarian. To be. I thought
what
she's
supposed to be a
librarian. Don't worry about it. I got my kids go to school there. But yeah,
I saw the gameplay for Bayonetta. I was impressed, but not enough to make me buy a new system to buy it. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for the next Devil May Cry if it ever happens.
Yeah.
So Nintendo's, what do you think? What can they do to bounce back from all this?
Sell it off.
I think this will be their last console. That's what I'm for. That's what I'm for.
There needed to be a $100 price drop.
I still don't think it's enough.
No.
I think they'll go strictly console, their handheld base, and then a lot of their first-party titles will go into third-party.
I really hope it happens that way, because they actually do develop really good games. it's just that they put it on their hardware, and they're trying to force that their entire hardware selection to be for, you know, it's so family catered, they've scared off so many third-party developers.
They're so behind in their hardware.
Yeah, the hardware's behind. I want them to start developing for other systems. I would love to play Mario. I would love to play Mario and Zelda on the PS3.
The problem is that they are so vested in the Wii U, and the Wii U is still so young that to redact on the Wii U now is going to look negative. It's going to be a negative sign to all the fans. It's going to say that, you know, if we don't do it right, we're just going to scrap it, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but they're at a point now where the only games that are coming out on there are Nintendo, like Nintendo branded games.
Wait, you mean they didn't do that with the Virtual Boy?
Oh, the Virtual Boy. How long did that last? 6 months?
Too long.
Well, how many games? Like 18 games? Something like that?
Wario Land. It's all about the Wario Land.
Those red graphics were awesome.
Oh, my God. But I mean, those are the old days of Sony, not Sony, of Nintendo trying to, I guess, make new platforms altogether, trying to be more developed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had that CD system that they took for a while, and then Sony made a PS1 out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was supposed to be a Super Nintendo add-on.
Right.
Yep. But yeah, that's EA, or that's E3. I mean, right now, Sony is ahead.
So let me ask this question to everybody. What was everybody's favorite game of all of E3 so far? It's not over yet, but...
Infamous. Who else to start us off?
I'm gonna go Metal Gear. I'm sorry, I'm biased.
The sky's blue too.
How about you, Will?
Infamous.
Nice.
Infamous. Other than the fact that The Last of Us is coming out Friday, but Infamous. Yes.
How about you, Kerry?
I'm going to say, even though I'm not planning to buy the system right away, Dead Rising 3. And now that Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out for both systems, it's good for me. I'm excited for that game. But who knows how long it'll be until it actually comes out.
I'm surprised you didn't say Battlefront.
Okay, Battlefront.
You literally got a 3-second teaser of it, guys.
Yeah.
And it'll come out in 2000.
But it's Battlefront.
Just all I need.
Just the tip. Just see how it feels.
Yeah, EA's got me by the balls, unfortunate to say, but Battlefront, Dragon Age 3.
Would you say that they've got you by the mech balls?
Yes.
I was about to say that. This guy.
Some people call me MC Balls, but I'm not a DJ.
Some people call me half-phased ninja, or half-phased. Like, what? What the hell is a half-phased?
What about you, James?
Man, there was so much there. Where do I start? I am excited for Castlevania 2. I'm a huge Castlevania fan.
That looked pretty awesome.
Yeah. All the changes that they're making to the gameplay make it, like, it's going to be far superior to the first one. Other than that, Metal Gear, of course, but it's honestly, you know it's going to be better on the PS4. There was one game that we didn't talk about on the Xbox, and I can't remember the fucking name of it. It's like Titan something? Titanfall?
Yeah,
Titanfall.
It looks a lot like MechAssault, and I used to play the hell out of MechAssault.
That's Respawn's game, right? That's Respawn Interactive?
Respawn, yeah. People that used to do Call of Duty, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, I saw that game, and my immediate thought, because I came into the middle of the press conference, was like, holy shit, they released Hawken on there. And now, where is Hawken?
Hawken's out.
It's in open beta right now, just like Before you're online.
Yeah.
Is that coming out to any consoles, or is that strictly?
No, it's going to be PC only. It's just like MechWarrior Online. They're going to be restricted to just being PC only.
Now, what about Rise? Or they should just rename that game XY. They should rename it XYBA because it'll look all that kind of stuff.
QuickTime events, the game.
Damn it.
Yay.
That's what I was going to say. Fucking QTE the game. That's all it is.
Like Shamu.
I mean, it's just one of those things that you could tell that basically they handed their engine or, you know, their box to somebody and said, hey, make a first-gen game. It looks like a first-gen game.
It does.
You know, it's generic. The main hero doesn't really pop at you. they had this really strange thing where they wanted to go kind of photorealistic with all of it, but then at the end of the demo, people are just pulling spears out of their asses and throwing them, you know.
Well, it was supposed to be a game for the 360 for the Kinect. And then they scrapped it and said, here, take it, put it on a launch title for Xbox One.
Well, that explains so much.
Well, yeah. the game was in development for, what, damn near
four years?
And I could see the blockbuster movies coming out. Mike was naming them off as they were going through.
Yeah, Gladiator, 300.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, yeah.
The dude missing an arm in the background. I don't know if you guys catch that.
I saw the two legs.
You could tell this game has been in development for a while. I think it's going to be a gimmick game.
It looks pretty. I'll give it that.
It's going to be a tutorial on the Xbox One.
That's very true. I will say that I had
it's
one.
It's the welcome home on it.
I had one really big problem with the Halo 4 trailer, and that's that because I didn't know it was a Halo 4 trailer, I ended up getting really excited thinking that it was going to be another Zone of the Enders game.
Yeah, at first I thought it was Star Wars 1313. Hmm. I thought that was Tatooine. I was like, oh my god, he's wearing a robe. It's a Jedi. Some kind of fucking awesome shit's going to happen. Then right. Big robot. I'm like, okay. And then once I saw the color scheme on the robot, the oranges and the whites and the blacks, I'm like, oh, it's fucking Halo.
I thought I would never hear you say that, man.
Hey, who puts a cloak over space armor? Isn't that kind of interesting?
Obi-Wan did it.
Did he not have enough protection?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the sun was in his eyes.
He didn't want his armor to chafe.
And it wasn't that, when I say, oh, it's fucking Halo, I didn't mean that, oh, it's fucking, I meant, like, don't end on Halo. I mean, come on, we all know Halo's coming for the Xbox One. It's not a surprise.
No, they had to, because if they didn't, people would be on the opposite side of the fence saying, where was Halo? That's all it is. you can't win. There's no way to win this fight. You can't finish this fight.
Never.
All right, so one thing I wanted to ask about is the actual gimmicks to these systems. I mean, we got the Kinect, we got smart glass, we have the Vita, we have mobile connectivity to it. Do you think these have a huge part in these games coming out fairly soon? I mean, if you look at Battlefield, the tablet play.
They want it to be a major part, but I don't think it really ever will catch on that way.
I heard people in the last 24 hours say that they really like the idea of the commander view in Battlefield.
Yes. And I will use the fuck out of my iPad and Watch Dogs. I'm like dual wielding.
I mean, can I play Battlefield and just be on the tablet? I don't actually have to be logged into the PC game and just fuck off while I'm watching Game of Thrones, because I'll do that. Cool. Like, I'll just fucking watch Game of Thrones and play some fucking Battlefield.
Like, if I'm playing Watch Dogs, can I hand my tablet to my daughter and be like, here, when I say hit that, hit that. Bring my family in on my cheating.
Because my gripe is, if I'm playing a controller-based game, and if I had to drop the controller to get to my phone or my pad, that it disrupts the way the game actually, I guess, flows.
That's why you have feet.
What?
Hell yeah, pop it up in front of you, no socks. Monkey feet.
Yeah, I have that old game Steel Battalion. That thing had foot pedals.
Yes!
No, I mean, like, if you're looking at the commander view, if it's like, all right, I'm moving along in the middle of a firefight, I'm going to have to drop the controller, pick up my iPad, my tablet, do the command strike, and then go back into the game.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It has to be, like, tablet only at that point for it to be functional, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll make it work. I'm sure they'll get it. I'm sure it's been well thought out.
Yeah. See, and that was the big plus for me for the Vita, because I understand, a lot of the... Sony's been telling a lot of developers that they have to develop so with Vita in mind. If it's not a movement game, they have to develop with Vita in mind, which I'm seeing a lot of second screen games, or you could take the game with you or something like that.
I think the way that the Vita functionality is going to come down to is it's going to end up being the second screen for most games. Literally, that's the Vita functionality. Yeah. It's your tablet.
Just and like the Wii U tablet is. I mean, for some games.
Yeah.
What?
I can't even bring up the Wii U.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I brought it.
So, Mike showed me over here, Nyko debuts a whole shit ton of accessories for the Xbox One. And
oh, yeah. They're on that.
And PS4. And they're on it like hot shit on grease.
Have you heard that there's going to be achievements for, like, everything now? Like, watching TV?
There's going to be an achievement for getting a day one Xbox.
Yeah, there is. Literally, I could be sitting there watching Game of Thrones, and it's like, achievement unlocked. You just saw, like, Mother of Dragons tits.
Yes. So, achievement unlocked. You're a fat fuck.
I'm like, can I show everybody that I got that achievement? Because...
There'll be a lot of spoiler achievements in.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Oh, can I say Mad Max was very surprising, but I'm kind of glad there's a Mad Max game coming out?
You know, nobody wanted a Warriors game, and apparently that game was phenomenal. So
yeah, Warriors was awesome. Oh, I was going to say, there's a bit of sad news that just came out of E3.
Oh.
Apparently there's a Ghost Recon movie, and Michael Bay is attached to it.
Oh, God. No! I wish Tony was here.
Fuck you, Michael Bay. You can probably hear him screaming from his apartment.
Right.
Yep.
He comes in like the fucking Kool-Aid man right through the wall.
Oh, fuck Michael Bay!
Did you say Michael fucking Bay? No, we better not say Michael Bay's name again because he might actually show up.
Like Beetlejuice.
Biggie Smalls. Candyman.
Hey guys, Smalls. Are you talking about me? I'm gonna fight you now.
Michael Bay. What's up? All right. I think, is that all we got for E3 right now?
I think we should do final impressions from everybody, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Starting? Yeah, Batman Arkham, we forgot to say that.
Oh, yeah, Arkham Origins.
Well, they announced that a few months ago, though, so I'm excited for the Vita version, because it's going to be like a side-scroller.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay, so, like we were saying, final thoughts.
All right, who's starting?
The sexy one should start.
That would be me.
Yes.
All right. My impression is, I've said this on Two Ninjas, I said it a few weeks ago, that my next-gen system up front is going to be a new PC. I'm getting it at the end of August. But the next-gen system I get is going to be a PS4. Xbox, I hate to say it, but they've lost me right now. Just Sony blew it out of the park. There's more games on the PlayStation coming out that I actually want to play other than Dead Rising 3. I mean, nothing I saw on the Xbox is giving me, like, a new experience.
Right.
So, that's where I'm lying right now.
I'll go up next and say the same. I was Xbox 360 for the last 5 years. I mean, ever since the 360 launch, I've been a 360 guy. I have a PS3, but I have prioritized getting games on Xbox, but that's all changed after this press conference. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't want to give up my rights as a consumer and give up my rights to ownership of a game. And that's what Microsoft's essentially making us give up with all this DRM and paying licenses to install the games on your hardware, etc. But actually, overall now, I am more of a PC gamer, just like you, Will. So PC will be my primary, and PS4 I will get, and that will be for my living room.
Yeah, because I play games like the stock market, so the fact that I could do used games on PS4, I'm fine with.
I'll go next. I just got to say that I am an Xbox fanboy. We have two in our living room here, and I went to the store today to reserve one of the brand new systems, but guess which one I got?
Which one?
Wii U.
No. Nah. I reserved a PS4 today.
Nice.
So, it's a more consumer-friendly system to me, and the games are going to be just as good, I think, as the Xbox One, and I'm not going to get screwed by playing it.
Cool. I think I'm going to go with the Sega Saturn.
I have one hooked up upstairs right now.
You should always have a Sega Saturn hooked up at all
exactly.
times.
Super Puzzle Fighter for the win.
Guardian Heroes, right?
Love Guardian Heroes. So for me, it's going to be... I'm really leaning on the side of the PS4 right now, just because everything that I saw come out of Sony said, these are games that I want to play, you know, immediately. They have options from day one that I want to pick up and play. Microsoft didn't have anything that said, buy me day one. It said, buy me 6 months from now when the price has dropped and the other games have come out.
Yeah.
So what I'm kind of hoping for is that... Sony will actually have a bundle, like Vita PS4 bundle. I think that would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Drop the price of the Vita, bundle it together. I'm sold. So,
how much would you be willing to pay for something like that? Like $650?
I mean, you know what? If you wanted to really if you wanted to shove it to Microsoft, just make it a $499 bundle. I bet you everybody buys it.
Take a loss on the Vita, but you're going to sell a ton of them.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, the thing is that if you get that...
That's a smart move, too.
Yeah, get that buy-in there, you know? If their highest bundle comes with a Vita and it's matched equally with the Xbox, people can look at the PS4 and say, well, I get a PS4 and Vita for $599. You know, I mean, it's... You know, you take that little bit of hit there, but now you can start selling those Vita games, and that's where the market needs to go.
That would be like telling Microsoft to bite the pillow.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon.
So, do I think I'm going to get an Xbox eventually? Sure. Do I think I'll get a Wii U? It'll probably happen when it's like $100. But, you know, right now, PS4's really got me locked on and saying that this is the console that I want to go to. And especially with all the feedback that I've been hearing from my friends saying they want to get a PS4, it's just like people are with Microsoft right now. A lot of people own Xboxes because my friends play on Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. Now it's transitioning to my friends are playing on the PlayStation. And honestly, when it comes down to it, you want to go where your friends are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm invested in Sony Play, not in Xbox for 10 years. I'm almost getting my 11th year in here. I was one of the founding members of Xbox Live. I beta tested for them too. I've invested so much money into the DLC content that they had, the Xbox Live content,
Rock Band.
I mean, I still keep my Rock Band gig stuff that's still on there. For the last couple months, I have been stewing away from the Xbox because I'm noticing that the Xbox is having limitations to it. And now with this new system coming out, that there's none of my content that I had, this huge fortune of content that I have, is never going to see the light of day in the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sold on purchasing it at all.
It shouldn't take you 2 minutes to load up the shit that's on your own console.
Like Minecraft.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that being said, there's a lot that's going on with this system that's at its year's end. But when it comes down to, am I going to upgrade to the next system? Am I going to buy? Am I going to have an Xbox One next to my Xbox 360? Probably not.
Especially when they're telling you a lot of your stuff doesn't carry over.
Yeah, the only things that carry over is your Xbox Live account and the controller.
Which is really, I would love for my live arcade games to carry over, just so I don't have to switch consoles to play them.
Yeah. Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me why that can't happen. They're not very heavy, resourceful games.
Right. Well, and Sony hasn't said that they're going to be able to do it or not. Although I will say if Sony did come out and say that, it would just be one more right there.
I mean, well, they did say something about their game streaming
and Gaikai.
So, I mean, you could look forward to playing your older games on your PS4. I could see that.
And that brings about a good question, too. Is this digital distribution, these games we buy digitally, if they do not carry over to the next generation, do you guys feel that we're wasting our money buying these live arcade games? I mean,
you're buying a license is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Okay. But I could buy the license on Steam and carry it over for every PC I own in the future.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly, and that's what I'm afraid of, is that all these games I've purchased on Xbox Live, what happens when 5 years from now Xbox or Microsoft stops supporting 360 and you can't download these games anymore?
They've already started doing that with some of the Rock Band content and a lot of the games that that came out on the arcade, Mortal Kombat and
Clone and Clyde.
I think Clone and Clyde was another one. You can't purchase those anymore. Even if you have them there, you'll have to dive deep and able to get that content back again.
Yeah, like Toyota Yaris, man. the golden gem.
That's JD Toyota game ever.
So, I mean... Toyota
games are going to be lost forever.
Yeah, I downloaded them. I haven't even launched it once. I went out and reserved my PlayStation 4 already.
Me too. Yeah, good job. Where'd you go to?
I went to Best Buy. That's why I asked you on Facebook.
It's about $75 cheaper than GameStop. That's a good reason to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, the reason why is I did that too is I bought the PS3 on launch too also, and I benefited from that huge. You know, had a original 60 gig. Yep. It died last month. So, granted, hopefully this one has the same fate. I feel more invested with it. Plus, I'm a huge Vita fan too. So hearing the connectivity to this really helps, this push in that direction.
Yep. You heard it here. Everybody's getting a PlayStation.
That's the kind of thing I'm hearing in my social spheres too. Is that it seems like everybody's dropping their 360 or Microsoft support, going for Sony.
They should just rename it to Xbox None.
Like our good friend Bob Halo, he has Halo in his name. Is considering getting a PS4. Wow.
X-Bone, dude.
The so, X-Bone.
They X-Bone themselves.
It's still early in E3. This is day two right now. I haven't read any of the news. It's over.
They already closed the doors. They said E3's over, Sony won.
Go home. We still haven't seen anything with Piston or the Steam box.
That's because Half-Life 3 is going to be exclusive to PS4. We're already here first. Confirmed.
Oh, man. That'd be the last bullet, dude. Final nail in the coffin. But side note, this has been a really fun cast with you guys. Yeah. We should do this more often.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just hang out. I haven't even gotten my other beer. God damn it. But all right,
hang out with our geeks out, man.
Yep.
Cloud.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not wearing any pants. And I'm just sitting in Mike's chair.
Please put away your lower third.
Nice. All right, I think is that going to wrap it up for us?
That's it. Anyone have any special sign-offs to do for this podcast?
Check us out at the ninjaverse.wordpress.com and the Twitters and the Tumblrs and the everything.
You can find us on thesurlynerd.com, Facebook/thesurlynerd, and we are at thesurlynerd on Twitter. And from all of us over at The Surly Nerd, good night and good game.
You can find both of my podcasts, MSRcast and Metal Geeks, over at MSRcast.com and on the iTunes and on the Twitter and on the Facey Space.
Altness, at Altness, Altness/Facebook, Altness/YouTube. Go visit. And by the way, preemptive happy 1-year anniversary to The Surly Nerd.
Yes, indeed.
You guys are coming out, right?
Hey, JD, you want to make a road trip with me?
When are we doing this?
Saturday?
It's on the 22nd.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. I was about to say, I have a dodgeball meet this Saturday.
How about next Saturday?
We're dressing up as Power Rangers.
Okay, I'll be the Yellow Ranger.
And we're making a trip to Six Flags while we're there, too.
Sweet. Sure. I'm down.
Let's do it.
All right. But
we got to crash that party. That's for show.
Oh, show. I'm not flying out to Texas right now, though.
Sorry, bro. I'm just going to leave this here as we sign out.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
We love you, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're all going faces, okay?
Yes.
I'll be Yao Ming. All right, guys. It's been fun.
Yep. All right.
It's been a blast, guys.
All right, everyone.
See you guys at the next E3.
Yep.
Later.
Good night. Thank you, Steph.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.